I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's lineup, Algeria's hunting believers said there's something that you can do to help. Plus, stick around to learn why the deaf in Africa need God's word, but not necessarily in a book. I'll explain that in a moment. But first, Algeria seems to be on a campaign to systematically close down churches. However, it's flying under the radar because the closures are coming under a technicality. See, churches have to have a license specifically granted to use a building for non-Muslim religious worship, and a commission exists to grant those. But Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says
they have never, ever issued a single permit.
Which means that when the health and safety inspectors come by and ask to see the license,
and none of the churches could show this, of course,
resulting in a closure order.
Several buildings have been physically sealed by the authorities as well. At the moment, 8 buildings have been told to close, 6 of them have been sealed, and 2 more were visited on August the 10th and told within 10 days your building will be sealed. The last 3 seizures happened just this month, so it even seems to happen on an accelerated pace.
The most important thing we can do right now is to pray for our brothers and sisters in Algeria. Ask God to encourage them and pray that they would continue to follow the calling He gave them.
They're going through a difficult time at the moment, and they would appreciate our prayers for wisdom for the church leadership to know how to respond to the pressure from the authorities.
Next, let me ask you this. Did you know that there's a local Arab church in the Middle East? Chris Kuhlman is an American working with Program for Theological Education by Extension. She's using stories of her experiences to raise awareness of the Arab church in Jordan. She notes that many misperceptions people have of the Middle East deal with relationships. For example, religion. Religion, at least in Jordan, is something people are born to, and it's a part of their identity. Kuhlman further explains,
it's not just your religious identity, but it's your cultural and your family identity. It will determine where you go to school. It will determine maybe even who you marry. You know, so many things about your life. But what the term Christian does not necessarily mean in the Arab world is that you are a follower of Jesus Christ.
So Christian has simply come to mean non-Muslim. And evangelical Christians are only 1% of Jordan's population. But when they proclaim their belief in a triune God and explain that they follow Jesus, it opens doors for spiritual conversations. Will you remember the Arab church? Begin by adding it to your prayer list. Pray for God's providence and protection for the Arab church, and also pray for its impact. Join us tomorrow as we dive deeper into PTEE's work, why it's strategic and important, and how the American church can help. And there are more deaf people in Africa than you may realize. In Nigeria alone, the 1.8 million strong deaf population is larger than Phoenix, Arizona, the 5th largest city in the United States. And not one deaf person in Africa has a full Bible in their own sign language. Deaf Bible Society partners with other ministries to support sign language Bible translation across Africa. Completed scripture portions are then distributed on micro SD cards. Speaking through an interpreter, Jessica Oldfather with Deaf Bible Society shares one deaf man's story.
We introduce to them about Deaf Bible Society. We go in depth into the scriptures, and then we train them and show them how it is that they can share the scriptures.
Deaf Bible Society also does scripture and engagement training in Africa to raise up Christian deaf leaders.
He had a device and had an SD card. And so there were several of them on this tiny device watching the scriptures, and they were all just so encouraged, and they were in tears because they were able to completely understand the scriptures. You know, even in America, deaf people don't have full access. And so, you know, in Africa, for them to have the scriptures in their heart language, it was just powerful.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages, and they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.